Radio Ready.
Radio Ready. What is Radio Ready?
Radio Ready.
Radio Ready. Is your music radio ready?
You're listening to the career musician
Radio Ready
on Dash Radio, powered by Smash House.
In a world where content is king, quality still matters. Does your music have what it takes to hold up in this multi-billion dollar industry? Let's find out with the career musicians.
Radio Ready.
This is a perfect example of how this engine works for Radio Ready on the career musician. So I'm sitting here with Tito. We're hanging out and talking about his episode, which I'm going to play a snippet of right now. So let's start there.
Oh, and then you meet other people, and then that person recommends you for this. If you're good, which, you know, you kind of just have to be this, like a base level. But if you're a good hang and a good person, then you're going to get recommended. And that's how it worked out. I got recommended for this.
All right, so you're hearing the live broadcast of the Radio Ready episode with Tito, obviously the career musician Radio Ready, and it's right here on the Dash Radio player. Now I already created a Dash account. That's my name there on the left, Nomad D, and then I just put, I always use D as, because that's my middle initial. I always use D as my last name. It's just much easier. And so if you look here, Smash House, they have a channel on Dash Radio. So that's what Tito and I were just talking about, but we're going to dig into that a little further in a second. And then Smash House brokered the deal with Dash Radio to get a bunch of different radio shows, and I happen to be one of those radio shows, The Career Musician by Nomad, right? And then he just called it The Career Musician, which I think is great, and then we dub it Radio Ready. That's just our little, you know, tagline for the show, right? Because we're talking about, is your music radio ready? And that's the concept. But again, the reason why we have you go through Smash House and why we shout them out so much is because they brokered the deal with Dash Radio. Does that make sense, Tito?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. So a lot of people, oh, go ahead, sorry.
They're the station that we're playing on. So.
Right. And it says here, Dash, like you, down here you can see similar stations, right? So Dash Hip Hop, Big Three, Dash The City, blah, blah. So these are all different channels on Dash Radio, right? And then Smash House has their own channel on Dash Radio. And it says, right now it says hip hop, but Smash House is way more than hip hop. They don't just do hip hop, but I think maybe Dylan, who's the founder of Smash House, was thinking that he has a lot of hip hop, you know, going on. So that's why he did that. But it's Smash House spinning the best emerging artists worldwide. And like I said, this is now playing live. So if you are logged on to your Dash Radio app, whether it's on your desktop or on your phone, right? You just type in Smash House and hit play, and our show, The Career Musician Radio Ready with Tito, will be playing right now.
I am a composer. Oh, okay. Telling myself, I'm learning all the bad things I told myself previously.
All the internal dialogue that we do torture ourselves with that for some reason. I'm sure a lot of... So I'm pausing and playing right now so you hear Tito and I talking. Okay, so there's that. But now let's go back to the how this all started, okay? The impetus, if you will, the original nucleus. So Smash House is a really cool company. Basically, a global music industry job board, right? So what we want to do with The Career Musician is present opportunities for all you career musicians out there to get work. And that's exactly what Smash House does. So a global music industry job board, directly connecting music makers to companies seeking music for use in TV, film, media, radio, work for hire, and more. No profit share, all deals direct. So what he does means by that, Dylan Berry is the founder of this. And what he means by that is he doesn't take, or his company, Smash House, does not take a commission. So if you land a sync deal with, let's say you land a sync deal with American Idol and they say, wow, we really love your song and we're going to use it in this episode, Smash House does not take a commission off that. However, the way Smash House gets paid is you have to sign up for their service on a monthly or annual fee.
but he doesn't take commissions. So Tito, did you have some questions there? I made you a customized Smash House playlist, you know, the Bill Sony show, blah, blah, blah. And you just sent him that, you know what I mean? So it really is kind of begetting, you know, energy begets energy, good solutions beget good solutions, and so forth, you know?
Yeah. And it makes sense. There's still incentive for me as the mm-hmm. artist to keep paying them because I can reach other people besides Bill, and for Bill, because he can find other artists besides me if he still wants to.
There you go.
Bill isn't going to be a huge, you know, he work my stuff exclusively. I do have a question though. Especially for new artists, does Smash House offer help or guidance on what kinds of deals we should be making? So for instance, Bill from Sony contacts me and I have a 2-minute, you know, guitar thing that he likes. I don't know what to charge that's appropriate for the market, and I might either undersell it or oversell it. You know, either way wouldn't be right. I could undervalue my work and not get enough, or I could overvalue it and scare Bill away. Does Smash House offer any guidance for me, a new artist, to know the right thing to do?
That's a great question, and I'm not exactly 100% on that. So what we could do is go in here and look. So if you look at the More tab right here for companies, so that's companies like Sony and such looking for music. Search our catalog of music. Again, that's them. Sync distribution, global partners, Smash House submissions, how it works, our history. So we can check that out. Or you can even go to FACT, right? FAQ. So I would say let's start with Smash House submissions, how it works, okay? So let's see this. Of course, I have to move my Zoom panel. How it works. Smash House is a trusted technology company empowering content for the Hollywood and beyond. How it works. Hit register here on the landing page to claim your account. Provide 2 references. Okay, this is the sign up process, which we're going to talk about. Program is accessible to your jobs. Please be patient. Okay, so this is just talking about how to get your music up there. We're going to come back to that. For companies, search our catalog, sync distribution. The world's first distribution platform for sync licensing. Okay, this is coming soon. That sounds kind of cool. Oh, that's neat. Again, okay. Yeah, I mean, that's a great question, and you could definitely do more research. Maybe even let's check the FAQ page. What is, oh, here you go, the pre-cleared catalog. So this'll speak directly to, you know, material that's pre-cleared, right? And they probably have a pre-cleared one-stop shop agreement, and that's what this is. So it's saying this is pre-cleared, and then the creator of the material agrees to the Smash House terms and conditions, and then the user, the production company using the material, says, okay, great, it's already pre-cleared, everything's legalized, you know, everybody signed on the dotted line, done. So that helps you with that. Okay, example, if the music budget is 10,000 and 100 songs appear in the series, and you place 2 of the songs for a total of 10 minutes of music, you would earn 10% of 10,000, which is $1,000, okay? So yes, they do help you. That's a great question, and they do help you figure out the deals. As you can see here, there's all kinds of, you know, rabbit holes to go down. And man, let me tell you, I would recommend every music creator study this, get into it, learn it, and then really learn how to, I don't want to say exploit, but learn how to leverage your music catalog, your body of work, to get the most placements and the most fees, you know. Upgrade to premium and start getting in our shows. Okay, so they have all kinds of different tools to help. Here's a great one. This is perfect. A catalog queue payment calculator. Look at that. That's awesome, man. So, you know, song number 4, $500, percentage of the whole, you know, it breaks it down for you. That's pretty cool. Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah, this is really great. And we were talking in our episode about I mentioned lyrics and you said your wife is better with lyrics and you do the music. I'm the same way. I'm better with music. And I think so many of us have voice memos all over our phone of ideas. And if we were to just go in, edit those ideas, create them into a full thing, a minute or a 2 minute, a cohesive musical idea.
Cue, yeah, a cohesive cue or musical song idea, yeah.
How much material would we have if we were to just do that work?
Can you imagine if, like, you said, okay, that's my New Year's resolution as a music creator to seek, see what I'm saying? This is great. To seek placements, to seek sustainability. Oh my gosh. Okay, this year, I'm going to go through my phone and every idea, music, a voice memo idea that I like, I'm going to fully produce and turn into a music cue or song and upload it to the platform or to multiple platforms, right? You can do non-exclusive or exclusive. Now, that's a whole nother can of worms. But even if you just chose one platform like Smash House.
Yeah, that's great. That's on my vision board. I have a vision board over here that's going on it.
I love it. I saw Tito giving like, yeah. That's it, bro. I mean, and you know, something I think it would be a great goal, okay, resolution goal, but also to cut it into segments, right? To you know, the old saying, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time, right? Because, you know, if you look at your voice memo and you're like, oh, I have 3,462 ideas. Oh, no, that's a lot. You say, okay, the first thing I'm going to do is just focus on small cues, you know, 60 to 90 seconds, maybe 2 minutes tops, that could be used for XYZ, right?
Yeah, or yes, there's that. Or maybe even, because sometimes inspiration will hit differently, but maybe even you just go through, if you have 3,000 things, maybe you just focus on what were the ideas that hit me in March? Which ones were the ideas that hit me in April? Work on those, finish those, and then move on to the next month, you know?
That's a great idea. Like whatever month you're in, work on those ideas from that month in the past. That's brilliant, man. Yeah, I love it.
I have a question that may be a little bigger than this, but maybe it applies to Smash House too. I've always wondered this kind of sync, a 60 second cue or a 1 minute cue, that makes sense in like reality TV or those cooking competitions or whatever, those types of shows. What about other bigger series? For instance, I'm a huge fan of The West Wing, and that was Snuffy Walden. So he gets that credit, right? Music by Snuffy Walden. So with those interstitial things he wrote, I'm probably not going to get a chance to submit my music for that because he's taking care of it. But there is music on that show that we'll call Needle Drop, right? It's a song that they liked and they just drop the needle and play that. I have a better chance of that kind of thing. So is this what we're going for with sync? Is that what Smash House, one option that Smash House can provide?
Yes and no. It depends on the production company or the, you know, relevant company seeking the music content. So a show like West Wing, if they know that they have Snuffy Walden, and by the way, I love that the work he did, great show, but the music is just gorgeous. As a guitarist, I love him because I'm like, yeah, he really took the guitar to a compositional kind of, you know, presence, place. No, they're not going to look, you know, whoever the music producer is on that show, the music director, the director of all music, you know, he's the composer. Now, maybe he was also the director, but whoever that is not going to say, oh, I need to go source music from Smash House for the West Wing because they have Snuffy. Now, if they say, hey, Snuff, can you create a cue like ba 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 for this special scene that has to go, maybe let's try to think of an example. Let's say they need a death metal cue. for the bad guy, right? There's a bad guy who's like whatever in a dark van, and he's whatever he's doing, right? So some bad guy, and they just need this gnarly death metal music for like a radio clip, like you said, just for one of those scenes where source music where it's in the van and it just plays it for 10 seconds. And Snuffy's like, dude, I don't do death metal. That's not really my thing. Okay, so then they're gonna say, all right, we'll go source it from our providers. So if they use Smash House as one of their providers, then they'll do that. But that's just an example. That's just a hypothetical. But that does that answer your question?
Yeah, actually, that's a great point, because I didn't even think of the music that comes out of the radio has to be something.
Yes.
Song, a needle drop, or other type of music. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So, there's all kinds of different scenarios like that. But continuing on, I want to take you through the process. So, everybody asks, well, I don't quite understand this whole process. And yes, it can be a little convoluted, but it's really not that hard. It's pretty simple. So first, let's start here, actually. Let's go to our Instagram. So if you click here, the link, right? TCM Resource Hub and song submissions for Dash Radio. Okay. So the Resource Hub is just our link tree or direct me, but song submissions for Dash takes you directly to this page, which is the one I just had up right here, right? So the career musician on Dash Radio, powered by Smash House, radio ready. And you go here and you submit your music. Now, this is cool because it's just going to take you to the Smash House hub page to sign up. I am a music maker. Create your username, put in your email, create a password, send us two links. And these links, it's great. They can be anything. They can be Spotify, Apple, SoundCloud. You can even use a Dropbox link or a WeTransfer link. It's probably less likely that the people in Smash House in the company are going to, you want to download a bunch of stuff just to listen to it. So if you send a WeTransfer link, that's going to be a little bit of a hassle. If you send a Dropbox link, I would just make sure that they're able to stream it, right? If they can just preview it by just pressing play without any password protection, BS, and all that. I would recommend, if you haven't published the music on the platforms like Spotify, Apple, Tidal, so forth and so forth, then I would use a SoundCloud link. And SoundCloud links, you don't have to publish them. In other words, you could just put it up there and it doesn't go through the whole publishing process, and you don't have to collect royalties through your PRO and all that. So, if you haven't gotten to that step, or if you're listening to me talk about this and you're like, whoa, that just went over your head, don't worry, we'll get there. Keep listening to us, we'll walk you through the process, but put it on SoundCloud, okay? So you take your two SoundCloud links, song number one, song number two. You continue, you submit, and Smash House is gonna receive it. And then if you look here, it's gonna say, trust the technology and power and content related to how it works. Hit register here, okay? So that's the register, you're gonna click that. On the landing page to claim your account, provide two reference links, SoundCloud, Spotify, what I just said, await approval. That's going to be the hardest part, where you're going to, and it's not hard, it's just like you're going to be, did they listen? You're going to be waiting.
Yeah, sure.
Once approved, you can submit your songs directly to Dash Radio programmers, accessible via the job boards radio tab, and we'll check that out in a minute. Please be patient while we review your music. We are excited to hear it. Thank you. Now, I can tell you for a fact, they listen to everything. They might get backed up. It depends on, the volume of works that they're getting. But they do have a team in place to do that. Okay. So now, when it comes to awaiting of approval, and they say, please be patient, I always say submit and omit. What does that mean? Anytime you get a brief and you answer a brief or a request to submit your music, submit your music, go through all the channels, make sure that you did it exactly the way they say. Chances are you're not going to get a confirmation, from whoever you're submitting to, and then omit. Omit it from your brain. Omit it from your memory. Submit and omit. Just forget about it. But the thing is, just like fishing, my dad used to take me fishing all the time in South Florida when we moved down there. And we would have three or four lines. Instead of just having one line, well, what's the advantage?
Yeah, that's more chances.
More chances. It's just what you talked about earlier. Yeah. So don't just submit to one platform. Submit to as many as you can. Find as many pitch briefs as you can, as many submission opportunities as you can. But every time you submit, put it down, keep track of it in a spreadsheet. And that's actually the best way to omit it. Because now, once you put all the information down in a spreadsheet, you say, okay, submission date, submission platform, and then hyperlink the platform portal where you submitted, you know, and then maybe say, which songs or cues you submitted, put a list there, okay? And then a contact, if there's a contact email or submission form or whatever, put that info there. Jot all that down in the spreadsheet, omit it from your brain. You know, what's going to happen?
You're asking me? Well,
yeah, I'm asking you, what's going to happen at that point?
Eventually, well, either they're not going to respond and you're going to keep submitting other stuff, or somebody will respond and then you'll go back and you say, okay, well, now you make a move on that particular cue.
There you go. But what is that going to give you, this process that I'm talking about? Peace of mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bro.
If you're the type of person that can actually omit it.
Yeah. But here's the trick. You have to. And it's easy to say, oh, you have to, no, but you'll learn to. It's a process. It's an evolutionary process. And by the way, the more opportunities you get, the easier it will become to omit them from your memory bank. Okay? So remember, I'm not saying omit them. Don't delete all the evidence that you submitted. You know, record that in a spreadsheet and keep that in your business admin files. But then omit it from your brain. Because the last thing you need is to be sitting in front of your rig in your studio and creating some music to pitch somewhere else. And you're sitting here worried about, oh my gosh, I wonder if I got the, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, so there's that. Okay.
Should someone, let's say I just created song number one. That's the title. Let's say. As soon as that song is done, I should submit it to Smash House, submit it to the next thing. Or if I see five different things about this rock, an up rock tune, and song number one is perfect, I should submit to all five of them right away, write it down, and then forget.
Yep. It's like the old thing when they say send it, forget it, you know, send it, whatever it is you're sending in, send it and forget it. Oh, okay, well, submit and omit. Just, okay.
What happens if I've omitted it? 3 months later, two of those people like song one and they both want to use it. Do I have to choose at that point, or can I go with both?
This is why you create the spreadsheet. So you go back to the spreadsheet and you look and you say, oh yeah, I did submit that same song. Okay, cool. And then you respond to their email, however they corresponded with you, whether it was a DM or an email or whatever, and say, oh yeah, that would be fantastic. I would love for you to use it. Is your deal exclusive or non-exclusive? And that's it. Because it's going to depend on everybody. You know, they might say, oh yeah, we want exclusive use of the song for 3 months, and because that's when the show is going to be airing. And then after that, it reverts back to non-exclusive. But for these first 3 months, we're willing to pay you $1,500, $500 a month. And you say, okay. You know, don't respond yet. You see that. And then you go look at the other one and you say, hey, is your deal exclusive? Wait for them to get back to you. Now, if they don't get back to you, the other company, within a reasonable time, a day, 2 days, 3 days max, you hit them again. You know, after the first day of them, hey, I have some other requests for this same piece of music. I just wanted to make sure that I don't, you know, abandon your initial inquiry. Do you still want to use the song or not? If so, what are the terms of your deal? You know, if they don't get back to you, just go with the other one. If they get back to you, then you have the power. You say, oh, well, deal A is going to pay me $1,500 for 3 months exclusive. Deal B is going to pay me $500 for a one-off. Well, you decide then, you know. But if they both say, hey, it's non-exclusive. For instance, let's say Deal A is using it in a Netflix television streaming show, but Deal B is using it on a Dash Radio show. Use it. There's no both. Do them both. They're in such different territories, it's not going to matter, you know. But if you have two shows, you know, that are mystery, right? Crime mystery, one's on Netflix and one's on Hulu, and they both giving you, you're like, oh, I don't know. You're going to have to check the fine, you know, the fine type, you know, to make sure. Make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. That's great.
How it works, same thing. Dash, now this is for Dash placements. Dash Radio has partnered with Smash House to streamline its music submissions. Smash House is a trusted technology company powering content from many leading media companies in Hollywood and beyond. How it works, same thing. Register here, and that's it. It's the same process. Await approval, please be patient. Now, once you register, okay, oh, here's another registration form. Submit to Smash House. You can submit to be on the Dash Radio shows. This will be part of the process if you click through what I just showed you. Dash Radio, that's Dylan Berry, the founder. He has his own show. Mubu TV, good friends of mine. Rich Ezra has a great show there. The Career Musician, oh, what? That's me. That's us. Yay. Hollywood Independent Music Awards, Hype Magazine, The Rose Crib, Sonic Circuit. So these are the seven shows that Smash House is presenting on the Dash platform. Now, the first thing I would say is, you know, create your Smash House account. So go here, go to this link, because if you click our link, the Career Musician link, you're going to get credit that says, oh, they came through the Career Musician. These are good people, you know, bam, bam, bam. You're going to get pushed to the top of the line. Submit music. It's going to take you right back here. Okay. So go through that whole process, create your account and get it up there. Now, listen live. Then you click this guy and you go to the Dash platform.
That's pretty powerful, man.
Thank you.
All right. So there you have it. It takes you right there to the show. Submit music, listen live. You can listen on the platform on your computer, or you can download it on your phone, the app, Dash Radio. Which show do you want to submit to? So you go here. Oh, it looks like he's gotten even more shows now. Cool. All right. So do that, and then make sure you have the Dash Radio app so you can listen. Now, once you create your Smash House account, it will look similar to this inside. You're going to be inside here, and you're going to have all your songs, all of your cues, okay? And you can create playlists. So this is the official Career Musician Smash House page, and you can see 475 songs have been submitted thus far since we've started the show. And I think we started back in October, I don't remember, and now it's December. Anyway, quite a few songs have been submitted. So this is the process, and this is what it's going to look like when if you click on a song here, but you know, by let's see, well, you can play them, you can scroll through them. Yeah, there we go. It might take a minute to load. Yep. Okay. And I think you can click here. Oh, no. You get the info here, right? You get the publisher info, the songwriter info for your PRO. Okay. So if you're in America, ASCAP, BMI, CSAC, but then, of course, around the world, there's different PROs. So that'll give you all the information. You could download songs. You can heart the songs to say, oh, I really like this one. You can add songs to playlists and all that good stuff. Okay. So this is what it's going to look like. Get to know it. Very important. And then let's see. I think the job board is somewhere around here. Oh, this is what a job board will look like. Okay. That was experimental. I was still figuring it out. The team invitations. Let's see. Companies. Okay, this is my account, so it's showing me all of my internal stuff. I'm not sure how to get to a job board. So that's just something that you have to do a deep dive on the Smash House site where, you know, we were talking about the FAQs, the facts, right? Just go in here. Do your due diligence, you know, get in there, get to work and make it happen. That's it. So that's the whole process. Once again, I'm going to go through this really quick. When you listen to our show, you're like, oh, that's dope. I love the career musician. I love what Smash House is providing me, the opportunity to get my songs placed in productions. So I'm going to go to the Career Musician Instagram, click the link, song submissions for Dash Radio. It's going to take you right here to our submit music page. Click submit music, create your account on Smash House, put your links in, hit continue, patiently wait, submit and omit from your brain, but put all the data into a spreadsheet. You need to do that anyway. If you have a body of work, you got to keep track of all that stuff. So then that's it. And then just wait. And then what's going to happen? One day in an email, I'm going to hit you up and I'm going to be like, yo, I like your music. I just heard it on Smash House and I want to put you on the show, the Radio Ready Show. That's it. So again, listen to the show. Where's Dash Radio? I'm listening on Dash. Right here. One more time. Listen to the show.
That tension. I really need the sound of diminished. I need.
Dude, this is dope. I really like it. Go to the Instagram. Click the submit link. Submit music. Put your links in SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple, etc. And then wait. That's it. One, two, three. Show one. Instagram for the link. Two. Submit your music. Create your account. Three. You're done. You're in.
Three steps.
Any questions, broski?
I mean, you answered it really great. This is really great that we can submit music like this, get it heard, first of all, and then to get it on sync opportunities. That's awesome.
Yeah, sync opportunities in all different, you know, sub verticals within the vertical. So radio, streaming for shows and movies, gaming, other multimedia uses. Maybe there's some companies out there that are looking for private uses. They need an internal production for their company to present, but they want to have some, you know, underscore music to make the presentation a little bit more lively. Maybe that, you know, you never know. But when musicians say to me, oh, I can't figure out a way to blah, 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 blah. I can't, you know, nobody's hit me up. I can't, nobody's going to hit you up. Nobody's going to be like, come here, Tito, and grab you by the hand and say, I'm going to make you a star. It's not going to happen ever. You know?
I've learned that for sure.
Yeah. I mean, and I learned it too. Like, if Susie come out to LA and I got some big gigs, I'm like, oh, I did American Idol. I played on all these big movie scores. I did this TV show. I started getting gigs with, you know, celebrity artists. None of them, nobody said to me, Nomad, you're so amazing. We want to make you a star. It's not going to happen. But that's not my intent. The reason why we become professional musicians, career musicians, is because we want to make money doing what we love. And now we are afforded that opportunity through so many different avenues. And if you don't make it happen, you have nobody to blame but yourself. And I'm not saying that, please don't take offense, but just, you know, you can do this. You can do this. If Tito can do it, if I can do it, if other people can do it, you can do this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, all right, that's it for now. Tune in to The Career Musician whenever you can and Radio Ready on Smash House every Tuesday at noon and 6 p.m. Pacific. Every Tuesday, noon and 6 p.m. Pacific. They also do a rerun at 2 a.m. if you're on the other side of the globe and you want to hear it, it's there. And then The Career Musician on all platforms, the podcast. You can download the episodes or stream them whenever you like.
Get your music heard on Dash Radio, presented by The Career Musician, powered by Smash House. Is your music radio ready? Every Tuesday at noon and 6 p.m. Pacific, go to link in bio at The Career Musician Instagram. Click submit music, create your free account, drop your two hottest song links. Get the Dash Radio app and listen every Tuesday to find out if your music is radio ready. It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football.
FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.